We hop on the 7 line. We cruise down to Morton Street into the Fernandez Plaza. Thank you for the electronic doors opening quickly there. And they close back quickly as well to keep that warmth in. The mayor's office we go, and there is the mayor, John Hamilton. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you again on this bright and brisk day. Mike, good to hear from you.
Now, where are my mittens and gloves and hats and everything else? Well, I bet you saw all kinds of fashion styles last weekend as the canopy of light. We had a nice day. I was out of town, but you had a day that was in the mid-40s and the upper 20s. So that's I don't want it to be 60 degrees for the canopy of lights. I want it to feel like the holidays.
Well, if Santa Claus shows up, you want it to be cold, right? And you called the weather nice. It was no precipitation, which was key. And thousands of people. For me, it was my last time there. I got got to try to do those "Here Comes Santa Claus" words one more time. Everybody thinks they know them until you start singing it. But we successfully attracted Santa, who successfully turned the lights on. So we are ready to rock.
That was it. That was your the big moment to have. Make sure we get the countdown. Make sure Santa Claus stays on time. 3, 2, 1, and the lights are up and ready to go. And I'm glad everybody had fun. I've had multiple people tell me that they thought there was more than 5,000 people. That's a lot of people. That the square is big. It's not that big.
It was great. It was really crowded and fun, and of course, tons of youngsters and families, extended families, enjoying the long holiday weekend, moving around a little bit in their sweatpants that they needed on Friday. The Buskirk had two events that night with the community band, and they do their great job. The orchestra played in the Buskirk, and then the community band does all the singing, and the kids with the Matilda preview, and it was awesome, really fun.
It was, and I'm glad the weather didn't dissuade anybody from coming out. I think that's the other fun part of that as well.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good, because people are tied up in the house all day. But Thanksgiving was nice too.
Yeah, it was good. And then the next day, you said 5,000. I hadn't even heard that number for the downtown. The next day, I'm told we had 7,000 people at the holiday market down at City Hall, the last blast of the farmer's market. So that's a great turnout, and 100 vendors, and it just was really another nice event over that 16-hour period or whatever. So I hope everybody got to enjoy that.
Now, if you're like me who was out of town and did not, let's remind everybody that Small Business Saturday was last Saturday, and we shined the light brightly on that. But small businesses will be open the rest of the Saturdays in the holiday season, and you've given the patrons a little bit of relief in the city garages.
Yeah, we're doing what we can to help encourage that. The city garages will be free basically through the rest of the year for the weekends. They're free Sunday anyway, but every Saturday between now and the end of the year through New Year's Eve weekend, Christmas weekend, et cetera, we really do encourage people to come down. The street parking is free on Sundays as well, or holidays, so Christmas Day, for example, and New Year's Day. So we're just trying to help people. But you know what? I think you and I talked last week. I shopped the weekend before last, and it was really fun downtown. Walking around, you can just wander from store to store. They're really friendly merchants, and we really encourage folks to do that. It's a great way to continue to support and pop in and get a drink or a snack too while you're down here.
Or gift cards, or all of the above. All of the above. So I just want to make sure this is clear, because sometimes we hear but we don't listen. Garage parking is free on Saturdays from this point forward until the new year. Garage parking is free on Saturdays. That's all we're saying. I'm not even going to dabble into what we didn't say. That's what we said. So we don't want to get anybody too confused with anything that's going on. So Small Business Saturday, very exciting. The lights are up. Everybody's having a good time. And we're back to work this week. We've got a handful of, about 3 more weeks until we start daydreaming about sugar plums dancing in our heads. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, about 3.5 weeks, because we know the week of Christmas. Christmas this year, if I'm looking at my calendar right, is Friday, Saturday. So that's gonna be a very quiet week.
Christmas is Monday, the 25th.
How did I miss this? What is
you're on November or something, but Christmas,
you're exactly right.
Christmas is Monday, so we got.
I didn't think that was right.
That week will be a pretty dead week for a lot of people.
Good, that's how it should be. We can all recharge our batteries. So 1, 2, 3, so 4 full weeks until we jump into the holiday week and then the New Year's. But we've got plenty to do before we get to that, and we're going to have some fun this Saturday. The city doesn't take any Saturdays off. We had Small Business Saturday and everybody getting involved with that, with the holiday market, the final one downtown. Are there any other sponsored markets for the rest of the year? Does Switchyard have anything? I feel like I'm missing the beat here.
I think we'll be going through the winter market, regularly. It's just not a city event.
But gotcha.
They do it at Switchyard through the winter, and then we'll kick back up in April. So, but you're right. You know, we don't. This coming Saturday is a big deal in Switchyard Park. Winter lights. That's kind of a new thing. We must be in our maybe second year. And that's a really fun thing between 4 and 8 p.m. Saturday. The lights will stay up, but I just heard you guys talking about that on the radio. And it's a really, really beautiful way to enjoy the park in the winter, too.
Now, those lights are only for that day only? I think they stay up.
They stay up.
Oh,
I
good.
Think they stay up. I don't know if there may be some special ones, but I think the park has those special some special stuff going on through the rest of the month, I believe.
Great, because I think I heard something about a 1 mile fun run or something. Geez, do we have to run every time? Can't we just sit there and enjoy the lights for a little bit? now you sound like me. Stop coughing.
Yeah, sure.
There's a candy cane hunt for kids 10 and younger. There's a dog treat hunt for dogs. All leashed and well-behaved. You're going to have the Bloomington Chamber Singers out there. This is all coming up. No, I don't have the right day for this. I don't know what I'm doing here. That's this Saturday. So that's what we're going to do.
Saturday, the winter 4
to 8.
Winter lights. Yeah.
Get out there and enjoy it. Food trucks is always food trucks. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's always good. And then a week from Thursday, there's just on the more serious side, there's continued planning of the building and trades park, you know, continue public meetings about that. As you know, I've talked a lot about Hopewell, and of course we're putting in a new greenway in Hopewell, which will be a wonderful new public space coming off the B line all the way up to Rogers Street. But of course there's also the old building and trades park, which is going to get a remake and a rethink, redesign as we see Hopewell growing into a home for hundreds of families. We'll be looking at how to kind of spruce that park up. So if people have thoughts about that next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday evening in the City Hall, there'll be a chance to weigh in on that, or you can do it online too, I think.
Let's eliminate some of the fear if somebody's listening to this. So, you know, I've never been to one of these meetings before, and I've got a great idea. You go in there, you raise your hand, you fill out a card. How does it work?
Well, a lot of different ways, but it's an explanation of some of the issues, and then you take public comment. But if you don't like speaking in public or want to think about it, you're welcome to, you know, jot them down or scribble out whatever you do and send them in online or in the mail or by phone or whatever. But we're just trying to solicit feedback about some of the ideas, and you know that's a really cool park, and I think it has a lot of potential to kind of be enhanced. You know, we're looking at that just like over at RCA Park. I think we're opening up a new picnic shelter there. We've relocated that, and I was just seeing, and I get all these notes coming across my desk. Bryan Park, I think later this month we're going to be opening up the bids to redo the playground and put in solar. And our Parks Department, as you know, award-winning great Parks Department, is always rethinking and reviewing what we do, and the building and trades planning meeting is part of that.
Never ends, does it, buddy? We're busy, 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 in a good way, because that means things are going on. That means it's an exciting time. How much practice do you get in before you go up there in the canopy of lights and start singing? You guys just walk in cold and like, hey, let's go. And
well, I had some good help this year. I had both my sons and my wife up there, and then we had a couple ringers, some kids we brought up to, you know, because that's always good. I'll tell you, but I got Rudolph and Jingle Bells solid, no problem.
Right.
But I'm serious that every year I have to review the verses of Here Comes Santa Claus, because Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins and children singing, bells are ringing. I mean, it's just, you kind of get it. But I think we did okay. Alejandro, the old director of the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, has moved on, so he wasn't there. But I think we pulled it off. And in the end, Mike, it's about, does Santa Claus show up? And he did. So
that's it. He's the main attraction, distraction. Yeah. So if things go a little south, you just start yelling, there he is! There he is!
It works. That's what the kids, it's actually fun from that vantage point. When you get to look out and see all the faces, it's really fun when people just start to see, you know, the kids start to see Santa Claus and their eyes pop open and their mouths go open and they're like, oh my gosh, there he is. And it's really fun to watch the excitement ripple through the crowd.
Absolutely. And it's the, as the song goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And we'll talk about the other events coming up, and there's plenty of them throughout the month of December as well. So don't have the fear of missing out, kids. You haven't missed everything. We've got all kinds of things going on, including this weekend, the Winter Lights December Nights. That will be from 4 to 8 at Switchyard Park. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And while we're on the park stuff, you're going to have some Griffey has been undergoing its November makeover, so to speak, and it will seep into the first weekend here in December as well. We want people to be aware of that.
Yeah, you know, Griffey Nature Preserve is an amazing asset on the northeast side of the city, and a lot of people enjoy that. It is going to be basically closed again for this coming weekend for the annual deer cull. That's something we've been doing for several years to try to protect the nature preserve, which can get overgrazed and lose a lot of the native plants. So that happens with actually local hunters, people who sign up, and I think took a couple dozen deer last week, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and they'll be closed again this weekend for those to collect their licenses and donate the food or use the food that they get, and then it'll be back open. And as you and I have talked, December 15th, so that's a couple weeks away, not quite, I think 13.
Get the big scissors.
We're gonna open up the trail that's part of the bicentennial that keeps on giving, this circumnavigation trail. And now anybody who's ready, I'm planning to walk the whole thing, which is about six plus miles to go around the lake. But the new dam crossing will be open.
Whoa, watch your language. This is a family program here.
All right. The new dam crossing will be open. The stairways that'll take you up in the south side, new about 4 miles of trails, and then the north side, 2 miles on that causeway. So it's really going to be a great new asset out there at Griffey Lake. I hope people will enjoy. We'll open it in the winter. But you know what? You know, one good thing about winter hiking is you can see.
That's right. Absolutely
true. You can see the lake, you can see the contours, and it's kind of cool.
You notice that when you drive, or at least when I was driving over Thanksgiving, it's like, well, I didn't know behind those trees was all of that's interesting. And the other part is we have a wonderful trail system, and I'm not knocking it, but sometimes I don't like to go up and back. I like the loop. And
there you go.
Loops are, and I'm Fruit Loops, and that's fun too. So it all comes together, and we'll have. Have you ever done the Hoover Dam tour in Loveland?
No, I've never done that.
You need
I've
to do
never
that.
Done that, but
because they pound that dam joke into the ground. I mean, I was there when I was 13, so I thought it was funny for a minute.
That's really funny. Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, we understand.
Then the city keeps working. We got, I can't remember if we talked about the core building, the old hospital original site did get its tax credit, so that's underway to do affordable housing there. Anybody who's gone by Switchyard, we've been talking about that on the east entrance. You see the retreat at Switchyard going up. That's 64 units that's going to be happening. I was just in a meeting earlier today that's looking at all the hundreds of units of more housing that's being planned, and it's good to know that momentum keeps going as redeveloping both the big Summit District on the southwest side, the Arlington Road District, which we dedicated. I think there are going to be four new houses going in before the end of the year. Those are prefab things you bring in on a truck and build them quick, and there you go. And it's good to see. We want to keep this place available for more people to live in and more affordable units, and those conversations keep happening every week too.
All right, we are going to turn the calendar to December next time. Is the official countdown on? What are you doing, like the little notches on the wall like we see in the movies? What is on your agenda? Well, you got a big one tonight. You want to see if the county council and the interlocal agreement keep moving. I've had mixed messages on if that's going anywhere tonight. What do you know?
I don't know, but I sure hope that the county council tonight and the county commissioners tomorrow will move that forward. It's been how many years have you and I talked about that? But it's the agreement has been agreed to. I think we hammered out a really good interlocal, and county council tonight, county commissioners tomorrow. I'm hopeful if they don't do it, it'll stay on their watch. We have a report due by the end of the week for the state legislature, which said, tell us what you're going to do with that food and beverage money. I just saw the report today that said October brought in $450,000 of food and beverage money. So that's a healthy bunch, the highest we've ever seen in that month, and shows people are continuing to, the economy is still moving ahead, and I'm excited about that. So let's cross our fingers and hope the county will both approve it, and then we can hand it off to the convention and the Capital Improvement Board and move forward.
Well, another project that's moving forward, the Duke Energy mural.
Yeah, there you go.
It says, present the check. Is that like, do you bring the big scissors and they bring the big check?
They bring the big check. I take it. That's up at 11th and Rogers, the substation up there that has, you may know, the brick wall around it, and that's kind of a screening thing, and it's going to be really fun. It's actually going to be partly community made next spring. I guess wait until the weather, but Duke is helping support, and we're doing a lot of the organization to do a really neat mural up there. So tomorrow, I think Thursday, I go up there, and you know, a big check cash is just like a little check. So same thing. It's good.
I don't know. You stuff it in the little thing that goes.
No, you just take a picture of it with your phone.
Oh, that's
you
it. Sign the back.
You stand back a little bit, you know, and there you go. Remote deposit.
Hey, you shoot it from above. That's exactly. That's exactly right. All right. I think, have we covered everything? What are we missing here? I know it's, I feel like I've eaten turkey and pie for the last week or so, and it's just like, all right, let's just get to Christmas and get on with things. But we do have the interlocal that needs to go on, and we're watching these big events as well. So that's fun. We hope you and yours had a fantastic Thanksgiving time. And
I did, and I hope you did too. It's a neat time to have the civic holiday and the kind of getting into the season. I had to turn in my Christmas list, which I was a little late with, but I finally got it in, so that's done, and now we can settle back. I've got a few weeks of transition work that we're doing with the new administration and wrapping up a few things in the meantime, but the city's doing well. It feels good. You and I can reminisce at other times, too, about all this, but I appreciate your letting us share the news of the week.
Well, every time. It's been a fantastic part of this. And it will continue until it doesn't. So we've got a whole nother month to go through all of that, and we'll have some fun doing it. All right, stay warm. If you just, again, you know how it works around here. If you just be patient for like 12 hours, blammo, it's going to be 50 and sunshine tomorrow, and everybody will be out and about enjoying a little bit of sunshine before the rain hits.
Hey, I did think of one other thing.
Oh, good,
Mike. I thought of, because I just took a I hadn't done a formal tour of Rose Hill Cemetery, which I just did, and I happened to pick a pretty cold day. It was pretty cold today, but I'd been wanting to do that, and at least it was sunny, and that's it. And also White Oak Cemetery, but both city-owned and date back to, I think their oldest grave is 1821 in the Rose Hill Cemetery. But I encourage people to do that. I know the neighbors enjoy that place, but it's really a beautiful spot, a lot of history, you know, a lot of graves and names you'll recognize from Bloomington, from Buskirk to Kinsey to Hoagie Carmichael to, you know, Wiley and all kinds of folks. And it's a beautiful site, and the roads are all new. We've repaved it all. There's a lot to see at both of those cemeteries, and I know, you know, some people like it or some people don't, but just a reminder that the city provides that, and it's a beautiful spot to visit sometimes.
I noticed you went after Halloween. I noticed that.
Yeah, I did. I went in.
Well, you guys also have a special garden there that just came online.
The Scatter Garden now has four names on it, and it's starting to be used. It's really the way you can get into Rose Hill Cemetery now, because it's basically sold out otherwise, except for the Scatter Garden.
Well, you know, people are dying to get in.
Nice.
Well,
was that on another tour you were on?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, okay.
The bad tours. I got to get on better tours here.
But anyway, we appreciate, and you know, there are also some people in this community who really take care of that. Neighborhoods have adopted it, putting up, fixing the gravestones. Individual people who are doing that. There's of course war memorials, and it's a neat place to see, and a reminder that this place has been around a long time. A lot of people who've taken good care of it, and are still doing so.
Yeah, and Bloomington's been around a long time as well, to tie all that history together. Very, very important. Well, thank you as always, my friend. Grab your gloves and hat, at least for today, then your umbrella for Thursday night, or Wednesday night. Wednesday night, are we good? I can't remember now. That's all running together. Wednesday night, you will be just fine. Clear skies. Thursday night.
Thursday, we get a little rain.
There we go.
All right.
And by a little, I mean a lot. So I'll remind everybody.
Okay.
You don't have to. Get the leaves out of your drainage ditch, please, and make
Please. I mulch my yard. I think it was great. I love it. It just chops them up, and they go away. And then you're like, hey, that was magic. So, listen, I'll talk to you in December, right, next week?
That sounds like forever from now, but it's right around the corner. We'll do that next Tuesday just after 4 o'clock. Thanks, buddy.
Get well.